to show up to be entered to win. Cheer on the Blues with awesome food and drink specials, including Bud Family Products, Jack Daniels, Tarasenko Tea, Pareco Bombs, Blues Sampler Appetizers, and more. Hot Shots has been home to Blues fans for over 25 years. Visit HotShotsNet.com for more details.
You can always count on the crisp, refreshing taste of Bud Light. Just like you can always count on Just-In-Time Jane. She's rescued you from more bad dates than you want to remember. Close-talking Clyde. Lied about his height, Larry. And lest we forget, whispering Walt. He was probably a nice guy if you only heard a single word he said. Just-In-Time Jane is famous among friends. She deserves a Bud Light. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer. AB St. Louis, Missouri.
Well, there's nothing better than getting a great shave, and I can tell you there's nothing better than getting a great shave and saving money. That's what I get with Harry's Razors. Harry's Razors story is a great one. Jeff and Andy, two ordinary guys who were fed up with getting charged an arm and a leg for razor blades, started Harry's to fix shaving, and the results have been an outstanding product for less money. The Harry's trial set includes everything you need for a close, comfortable shave, weighted ergonomic handle, 5 precision-engineered blades with lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, convenient travel blade cover, and for those of you who are still on the fence, Harry's has a 100% quality guarantee. Harry's is so confident you'll love their blades, they want you to try their shave set for free. You heard that right. Just cover shipping when you sign up. Plus, as a special offer for fans of this show, go to harrys.com right now and enter code INSIDESTL at checkout to get a post-shave balm also free. That's Harry's.com, code INSIDESTL.
Looking for a new pair of gator boots? How about lizard boots? Come down to Chuck's Boots in Fenton or St. Peter's and see our wide variety of stingray, ostrich, lizards, gators, snakes, and eel boots. Remember, when you're looking for boots, whether work, western, fashion, biker, motorcycle, or hunting, you'll find all that and more at Chuck's Boots.
Chuck's Boots.
This month, Pennzoil Full Synthetic Motor Oil is on sale for $4.99 a quart at any participating Napa Auto Parts store. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how. General States prices do not include state and local taxes or recycling fees. Offer expires 12/31/17.
Crotch potted rummet.
What?
We're about to get Pinion's Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the November 8th edition of Pinion's Playhouse, brought to you by First Community Credit Union. This is where I do all my banking, all of it. It's where I'd like for you to consider doing your banking because, let's face it, you don't have any real, not even one good reason why you bank where you bank. You know, most of you. It's just where you bank. What if I told you there's a place I think you might like better, where you never have to worry about the rates being competitive? You know what? We'll talk. We'll talk about First Community. But first,
hey!
All right. At the control board, day by day, he's starting to catch on. I think he's going to make it. I think he's going to make it. He's from Birmingham, England. That's right. Where the royal family live. Well, they don't live in Birmingham, actually. I guess they live in London. But
they do.
And he was born here, but it sounds better to say. Where were you born? What town?
I was born in St. Louis, Missouri, Barnes Hospital.
November 6th, if I said from St. Louis, Missouri.
Nobody cares.
No, it doesn't happen.
And then you hear the accent, it doesn't
matter. So we'll go with the Birmingham, England thing. He is Trevor Limey. Phillips, say hello to anybody you want to say hello to.
Hello to everybody out there and also my mom and dad.
Oh, and they're listening. They're so proud of their boy right now. I like it that Bill Cleveland is able to come in. We're close, apparently, to where he lives. I have no idea where he lives. Apparently, it's not that far away. Bill Clevelin has his own theme music. You'll hear it in a minute. He's the guy whose mission is to one day be able to say, I have been everywhere. Bill, say hello to everybody.
Hello, everyone.
Why don't you bring that cute girl with you again today? You brought yesterday. We liked her.
She was better than
me. In fact, why don't you let her do the segment instead of you?
She was far better than I am.
Jesse on the road.
Jesse on the road.
I like it. Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain.
Yeah. Did Dan, does that hurt your feelings if that's your music?
No.
Oh, good.
No, I love
we'll just
it
keep
with
trying until we find something that does hurt your feelings. Say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They're with Stiefel. And if you're thinking about retiring, you can call Mark and Jason for a free complimentary review of your portfolio. Stiefel is a member SIPC and NYSE. And for their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello, everybody.
Oh, boy. He is our newsman, but he's so much more. That's right. He's a private dick. And you can say that if you're in England, and we're almost in England. We have an English guy with us. Private investigators are called private dicks over there. Private investigator by trade. Well, we're glad he's doing our news for us. Tim Woodburn, say hi to everybody.
I want to say hi to everybody. I especially want to say hello to Jennifer Morrissey. She's 33 years old. She's in jail right now in Pennsylvania. This is a story that almost made the news. Apparently, Jennifer decided to kill her sugar daddy after he ended the relationship with her, and she shot him, buried his laptop and his cell phone in her backyard, and she had an interesting strategy that I, as a PI, I want to investigate if this works or not. See, she shot him, Frank, and you know what she did to try and get the gunshot residue off her hands because she knew the cops would be coming for her? You know what she did?
I don't.
She had her boyfriend urinate on her hands. And I didn't. I'm not sure if that works or not, but
I've never heard of that.
I'm gonna look into that tonight and see if that works.
Yeah,
can you urinate?
I'm pretty sure that's common
tonight?
Knowledge.
That's,
yes, to get rid of jellyfish stings and gunpowder residue.
All right, well,
pee on your hand.
Wow. Jennifer, thanks for listening.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
She's listening.
You know what? They probably let you listen in prison now. Cable TV, hot showers.
You told me we had calls from prisoners before.
Oh, we have.
Right.
They do let them listen to radio.
Right.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven. Man, I'm sorry. Rat Boy is still missing and unaccounted for, but thank goodness, because of the wonderful technology we have these days, we're able to digitally have captured him and his... That thing he said like nobody else says it.
Jeez!
Yeah, that's it right there. Rat Boy, come... You know, won't you come home, Bill Bailey? Won't you come home, old rat boy? Won't you come home? Come on, man. If you're hiding, come on. Whatever you did. Mm-hmm. We got a private investigator here. He'll help you get out of it. We'll get you. Come on. And if you're holding rat boy, stop the music for a second. I want to talk to his kidnappers. He might have been kidnapped. Let me talk to you folks. You realize who you have here? You're messing with a celebrity. You got rat boy. Maybe you didn't even know who you had. Maybe you burst in there and you took him. And then you found out later, oh my goodness, oh no, we got Rat Boy. That's right, you do have him. Let him go. We're pleading with you. Let him go. What do you want? Send a ransom note, a call or something. Let Rat Boy go, for goodness sakes. At night, I can't sleep anymore. I don't know about you guys. I keep having dreams about him being tortured. Are you having those dreams? Rat Boy, about Rat Boy?
Oh, yeah.
I wonder what's happening to him.
Heartbreaking. Yeah, I do.
I'm sleeping pretty good, actually.
Let him go. And Rat Boy, if you're just, for whatever reason, you're running from something, we're your friends. You start the music again. Maybe this will be over soon. Would you please give it up for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Woo-hoo! Thank you. Thank you so much. Big crowd today. After my first community credit union, I will retell the story because I haven't told it for 2 or 3 years. When I was 22... I lived away from here for 10 months. We lived in a place called Rock Hill, South Carolina, just south of the border, Charlotte, North Carolina, and then 15 minutes away, you cross the border south, and there's Rock Hill. And I worked at a little radio station in York, South Carolina. York, South Carolina was where, remember that woman, Susan Smith, that drove her kids into the lake?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's where I worked, that little town, little nothing town. And I was a news director. And... there was a bank, Rock Hill National Bank. The reason I'm telling you this story, this is my first memory. I know that at 18, I had some sort of little savings account or checking account because I had to make car payments on my Datsun 510 sedan. But I don't remember the bank, but I do remember this bank because I remember when I went in to open a checking account, I was embarrassed for them to see my paycheck. Because if you're in radio or television, people think, oh my goodness, you're in show business, you make a lot of money. And you kind of, when you get into it, you kind of want them to think that. So I remember when I went in and I deposited my first paycheck, I remember what I said to her. I said, here's one of my paychecks, which wasn't a lie. It was one of the other ones just like it right. to come. But I it's like I wanted her to think I had a couple of different radio gigs. Here's what I get just for doing the news. And then and I even made something like I asked her about any other banks. I kind of like to spread my money around. I didn't have any money. So I do remember that bank. And I remember why I went there, because it was a mile from our little apartment. So I ask you, why do you bank where you bank? Because I think most of you don't have an answer for that. It just is what it is. What if you took the little bit of trouble, because it's not a lot of trouble, to close out your accounts and open everything at First Community Credit Union? And then after you did it, you thought to yourself, this was a fantastic idea. I love banking there. Then you would email me and say, what a great idea. I don't know why we didn't do it sooner. That's what's going to happen. So I'm inviting you to become a member, because that's what we're called, members. We're not just customers. The rates are always competitive, whether you're saving money or borrowing money. Popcorn's always fresh. People are nice. It's everything you want from a bank, business, personal bank. It's there. It's all there. And then add to that that they have stayed on board with us, stuck with us, and are still sponsoring the yard sale on Saturday morning, 7 to 9 o'clock, I'm sorry, with your co-hosts, Dan Strauss and Scott Sherman. So there you go. There's my pitch. Join me and all the others, the thousands of others who have done this to such a degree that it is now the largest credit union in the St. Louis area with 43 locations. First Community Credit Union, First Community. .com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Alabama, who's alive, Adidi Baba. Yes, that's right. He's here without Jesse. We're sad about that. He's here to take us somewhere. His name is Bill Cleveland. His sponsor is Window World. Window World. Sounds like an amusement park, but it's not. They make a terrific window. They make them, and they sell more than anybody else in the replacement window business. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com. Here is Bill Cleveland.
Thank you, guys. Nice to be with you.
Did you know that Jesse, she's not related to you, but she's related to somebody who's related to somebody who's related to you, right?
So, let's see. So, she would be my uncle's brother's daughter.
Right.
And but that's not on my mom's side.
Now, I ask you in the hall, was she kind of a girlfriend? And you had a, no, that kind of, no, like, ooh, no.
No,
like,
I didn't say,
well,
ooh, no,
but you
I
said
just
it
said
like,
no.
No,
well, she's only 20.
Well, hang on a minute.
Thank
that's
you,
what
Trevor.
That's what he said. He went, no, she's only 20. I said, how old are you? What are you, 37?
37. I'll be 38 in February.
Perfect. That's perfect. Mm-hmm. Look at these guys. Look at these celebrities that are getting married. Somebody is 68 and they marry a 50-year-old.
Look at Kevin Spacey.
Playboy magazine has a mathematical equation on that now, Frank. It's half your age and add 3.
All right, half your age. You're 38. All right, so half your age would
19.
Be 19. Add 3, 20, 21, 22. Boom! Practically
she's
right
young.
There.
She just
young.
Missed the cut.
Oh, boy.
Oh, wow.
No, you're
look
right.
So I should be dating a 20-year-old then.
Mick Jagger.
That's horrible.
Right?
She can't drink. What's the point? Can't go out to a bar? Pshaw.
Did you just ask, what's the point of dating a 20-year-old? Did I actually just hear those words come out of his mouth?
Those are the words a homosexual would say.
Mick Jagger is 74, and his girlfriend is 23.
See?
Wow.
Limey Confucius say, 220-odd-wise, better than 140. Remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
Okay.
Well, she was very nice, Bill.
She is.
Sorry,
very
there's
nice.
Such an age difference because she. I think it just seems like she would be good for you. But hey, that's your business. Where are you taking us?
So I was really excited about this today, and moments before I went on the air, but 15 minutes actually, I just found out this place closed. So this is very embarrassing. It's in the middle of transitioning, actually, I guess I should say. So here's the deal. We're talking about interesting, odd, unique things to see within the state of Florida.
You could change the theme to places to go that are closed.
Yeah. There you go.
And this will be the first
one. It'd be a great cheap date. You wouldn't have to spend any money there because it's closed.
Yeah. So, and eventually you can put on the list the station we just came from. So the place that's closed.
Oh,
it's true. Geez. You know it's going to happen. It's going to happen.
So in the early 60s, the Cuban Missile Crisis. Mm-hmm. Right. All right. So the government made several, I believe, underground bunkers for President John F. Kennedy. The one that's located in Florida, it's on a place called Peanut Island, open for tours. You can actually go in and visit the underground presidential bunker that was made
till today.
It closed October 22nd. I swear to God, I was looking. I was like, I want a little more information about this place. And I was like, you've got to be kidding me. Like, just closed.
There's another one in West Virginia called Greenbrier. Have you ever been there?
But you can't. Can you go in it?
Oh, yeah, I've been in it.
Okay.
Why did they close this place?
Well,
not enough people?
It was run by a nonprofit, and I guess they weren't making enough money, or they were screwing around with the finances.
They didn't have Bill Cleveland promoting it.
Well,
if you had done this a year ago, they wouldn't be closed.
The masses would be flooding down from St. Louis to see this place.
Yeah.
But they've transitioned power, I guess, over to Palm Beach, and so I guess they're going to try and open it back up pretty soon. So pretty interesting. I put some pictures up at BillOnTheRoad.com, and it's an underground bunker. They've got the official presidential seal on the floor, and they've got his desk. And he had I was not alive during the Kennedy years, so I didn't know this, but I guess he had a back issue, and he only liked to sit in rocking chairs.
Oh, he had a serious back issue.
Did you know that?
When they took him to Parkland Hospital, if you watch that documentary, Parkland, and I'd read this before, when they took him in after he got shot, the doctors were stunned at the back brace he had on. And it was a full torso back brace with metal panel in the back. And they said, the people who say, well, they dispute the shooting because they said he would have slumped forward. He couldn't slump forward. He can sit, but he couldn't go forward beyond that because of that brace. So, yeah, rocking chairs. He was in rocking chairs a lot. Special rocking chair.
So I guess we'd call it the presidential rocking chair is in there along with other things that were. Now, here's the interesting thing, that this presidential bunker, this is where he was going to run the country. God forbid a nuclear attack happened. No bathroom.
Oh,
they forgot to build a bathroom.
No bathroom in the thing.
Thank God there was no missile crisis.
Wow. Great.
Yeah.
No, so it's still pretty interesting. Hopefully it'll reopen soon. But Peanut Island, it's called. It's just outside of Palm Beach, Florida. Now, what about the one that you went into?
I'm telling you, this is fascinating. They built this thing in West Virginia under the Greenbrier Golf Course where the PGA actually plays a tour. And there's a huge five-star hotel there with restaurants and whatnot. And they swore all the locals to secrecy. And they dug a bunker out of the middle of a mountain and bringing trucks of dirt down. And they kept this thing quiet for like 25 years, and then the Washington Post did an expose on it, and now you can take tours of it. It was finally brought out like in the early 70s, but like people were like dancing in ballrooms and whatnot at this hotel for decades and having no idea that this presidential bunker is literally right on the other side of the wall.
I maintain there are a few of these that we don't know about.
Oh, I'm sure.
I'm telling you.
Well, they're kept top secret until they get exposed.
Yeah. Did that one have a bathroom in it?
Oh, yeah, it did. You had to like walk. It was like going on a hike down a mountain. You had to like go way down into it.
All right, I got a question for Bill. You have been a lot of places. Have you been to Fort Knox?
In Kentucky, you can't get to it. I mean, you can't get...
Well, you can go into Fort Knox, but here's my question. There are people that maintain there is no gold
there. There is no gold there. I have heard that quite a few times, yes.
And but you've never seen anybody interviewed who worked there because I guess they signed a thing that's sworn to secrecy.
Yeah, you can't get very close to Fort Knox.
I spent 2 weeks at Fort Knox in the Army.
But
and,
I mean,
and
as
you're
a
right.
Tourist,
no, but you're right.
Just,
even in the Army.
Yeah.
You're not going to get near where this gold is supposed to be.
Right.
So, it leaves the question... Is there all the gold in the world there, or is there not? Because if you think about it, it's a smart idea to make the world think that's where the gold reserve is. Because if there's an attack, they're going there and find nothing. That makes sense. You don't publicize the place where the gold is really stored.
Well, it's like we were talking the other day about Area 51. That maybe there's nothing there. But
I maintain
just the illusion.
The only thing there is weaponry and aircraft that are being tested and that we're not supposed to know a lot about. That's what I think.
That's probably true.
Independence Day in the movie, they went to Area 51.
Well, that proves it. That settles it. All right. Sorry, go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, no problem. If you want to see the picture of the presidential bunker with no bathroom, I have a picture. You can go to BillOnTheRoad.com, and I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan.
All right. Thank you, Bill. Bill Cleveland.
See you in Jefferson City. anybody cares.
Has one of what?
Jefferson City.
Jefferson City, Missouri tomorrow.
Oh, you will be?
I won't be here yet.
An appearance?
Ooh. Hey, you know that I'm reluctant to tell this story. I went to Jefferson City about 35 years ago, to be handed an award by the governor.
Whoa!
Yeah. I don't talk about it a lot.
Big time.
It's somewhere in my house. I don't know where it is. A plaque for the Army, something I did in the Army. I have no idea where it is. I didn't even know the governor's name. I mean, you're going to Jeff City. I know, who's the governor? It's like an idiot.
What did you do in the Army to get the award?
I don't remember. I don't even know. It was something I wrote or something.
Oh, meaningful award then, eh?
Yeah, it was meaningless. It really was. And I shouldn't have gotten it. I didn't deserve it. But he said Jeff City. And every once in a while when I hear the name Jeff City, I think about that day, which I have almost no memory of. I'm embarrassed to say this. Limey is excluded. Bill is probably excluded. Dan, you're not. And I'm sorry, Tim, you're not. When this Ken Burns PBS Vietnam 10-part series, did anybody watch any of this?
Nope.
No.
Ken Burns is an absolute genius documentarian. And I watched quite a bit of the Vietnam thing. I still have about four to go. Anybody in the room ever heard of the Tet Offensive?
No.
Nope.
You've never heard the term, the Tet Offensive?
No.
I must have heard it 100 times. 100 times. And never even bothered to ask what that meant. Tet is a holiday in Vietnam. It's their New Year's. And it was supposed to be like a ceasefire and observation, and it wasn't observed like it should have been. But I never even bothered to say, because sometimes you're afraid to look stupid. What's Tet? And then I'm watching this documentary, and I finally figured out what it was. And I would say to anybody who's young, ask every question you can possibly ask. And don't ever be afraid to feel stupid, because if you don't ask them, you may actually very well end up stupid. But you didn't ask any questions.
What is the Tet Offensive?
It was an attack on a day where they weren't supposed to be attacking anybody.
Uh-huh.
So I know there are a lot of boomers who've heard many, many times the Tet Offensive. One other thing before we get to the joke, and that's physician versus PhD doctor. No offense to all of you who studied real hard to get a PhD, but it has always kind of bothered me when PhD doctors demand to be called Dr. So-and-so. It kind of bugs me a little bit. Reservation for two for Dr. Kilrod and his wife. Yes, Dr. and Mrs. Kilrod. You're a PhD doctor. Now, you obviously have the right to be called doctor. Like when I hear Dr. Cosby.
Come on, man. You have a doctorate. Well,
first of all,
yes.
A PhD can't prescribe medicine. Nope. I mean, that's the big
difference.
But
they can still be called doctor.
Okay, but you think the doctor, you think somebody that's going to help you
exactly.
when you're sick.
Exactly. If you're on a plane and they have the manifest and it's seated in aisle four in the first class, Dr. Collinsworth, and the pilot gets sick. Excuse me, Dr. Collinsworth, the pilot's sick. He goes, oh, I can't help. I'm a PhD doctor. That's the only. And here, I worked for a guy. It's a true story. I worked for a guy for 4 years. And he had cards made up, business cards. Doctor, let's say his name was Ernest Thompson. Doctor, he was not a doctor of any type. When he traveled, all his reservations were under doctor. Anything he did was doctor. And one day I just said to him, because he was my boss, I said, you're not a doctor. He goes, well, they don't know that. They don't know that. And he said, you'd be surprised what it gets you.
I have a friend who, on all of his credit cards, marks doctor. He is not a doctor. And when we go
I'm out telling
to,
you.
He will sign it, doctor, his name.
This is like stolen valor. These guys pretending to be military guys.
Get you good reservations at the restaurant.
That's what he said. But
get you
what he said.
Great tickets at the ball game.
But why? Let's say you're a restaurant. What is your benefit by giving special treatment to a doctor? What is that going to get you that anybody else could get?
It's almost like a courtesy, I guess, as it were, because doctors are so revered for what they provide to the community, and therefore it's a courtesy to go ahead and give them special preferential treatment.
Wow, I've never understood that.
My restaurateurs will tell you that.
How about special treatment for officer somebody who's a cop? How about that?
Same philosophy should apply,
no doubt. It should, but it doesn't. It doesn't. I guess they think, well, he's a doctor. He could spend a lot of money. That's probably what they're
saying. Police officers don't say, yeah, I'd like to make a reservation too. What's your name? Officer Woodburn. They don't say Officer so-and-so. They just say their name. Maybe they would if they did that. They could probably play the same card.
I just changed my mind about the joke. I'm changing the joke.
All right.
Because when I said earlier, if you don't ask questions, you'll be stupid. I think Dan knows this joke. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
So, young boy at home after school one evening, and his dad has an office in the house. His dad's a really busy guy, but the kid walks into his dad's office. He goes, what is it, son? He goes, Dad, you got a minute? He goes, sure. Well, what's up? He says, Dad, I've always wondered this. How do they make gasoline? Does gasoline, is it, you dig it out of the ground, it just comes out of the ground right in your car? Or we learned at school it's oil, but how's it get turned to gas? He goes, I don't know. Son, I don't know the answer to that. Okay, sorry to bother you, Dad. And he leaves. Now, a few minutes later, he comes back. He says, yeah, what is it, son? He says, hey, Dad, I'm just wondering about something. These new phones, just like iPhone 10 or X, facial recognition. How does it do that? How does it know? Because I read that even if you put on sunglasses or a hat, it still knows. How does it do that? He goes, son, I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. All right. Sorry to bother you, Dad. A few minutes later, he goes, yeah, come on, come on, son. You say, I'm really sorry to bother you, but birds, there are lots of birds, millions and millions of birds. I mean, millions. And they die. They have to die. How come we don't ever see a bunch of dead birds on the ground? You never see dead birds, hardly ever. And there's millions of birds. They have to be. What happens? How do they just disappear like that? He said, I don't know. The kid says, Dad, I'm sorry to keep bothering you with these questions. He goes, No. Listen, son, if you don't ask questions, you're never going to learn anything.
All right, it's time for a check on traffic. Here's Tory Lyons.
Traffic's brought to you by Napa Auto Parts. An accident in the final clearing stages eastbound 255 at Telegraph. Expect a slow go southbound 270 back to Olive. Westbound 44 backs up Vandeventer to River to Pear. Both east and westbound 44 jammed from earlier accidents west of 141. And an accident involving a bus on the Maryland Heights Expressway at Pritchard Farms. This month at participating Napa Auto Parts stores, you'll get $10 off when you buy a set of Napa Exact Fit wiper blades. Quality parts, helpful people, that's Napa know-how. While supplies last, offer expires 12/31/17. I'm Tory Lyons, reporting 4590 The Fan. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
You can always count on the crisp, refreshing taste of Bud Light. Just like you can always count on Reliable Ralph. Ask him to move that couch he moved for you last summer. Ralph will do it. Need a ride from the dentist? Better call Ralph. And he won't even film you after the laughing gas and put you online and get millions of views. He's Reliable Ralph, for Pete's sake. Reliable Ralph is famous among friends. He deserves a Bud Light.
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer. AB St. Louis, Missouri.
Hollywood Casino. Come play where the rewards and thrills never end. It's time for Feathers of Fortune. Fridays in November from 6 to 10 p.m., we're giving 10 hourly winners free slot play or the chance to win $1 million cash. Hollywood Casino, St. Louis. Paid in 40-year annuity, must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
Make Hot Shots your home for football and enjoy tons of great specials. Before the game starts each Sunday, try the all-new Hot Shots tailgate menu. $5 small pizzas, boneless wings, or mozzarella sticks, plus $1.50 Bud family bottles and $4 Smirnoff Bloody Marys. During the game, fuel up with their new STL Big Red, a bucket of Bud Selects, and two Red Hot Riblet Burgers for only $25. Also, register in-store each Sunday for your shot to win a flat screen. Hot Shots, St. Louis's home for all the games all the time. Up the ante this weekend at mybookie.ag and start cashing in on your game day picks. MyBookie
is the industry-leading sports book for all your betting needs. NFL, college, football, hockey, and more. MyBookie has the best odds, plus action for players big and small. Want to test your luck in a casino? MyBookie puts instant blackjack, roulette, and Vegas-style slots in the palm of your hand with beautiful live dealers working in real time. And when you win big, MyBookie has the fastest online payouts in the business. Call MyBookie now at 844-900-2387 and mention promo code RADIO to get an extra 50% on your first deposit. That's an extra 50% on your first deposit by using the promo code RADIO. That's 844-900-2387 or sign up online using promo code RADIO. You can also sign up on your phone at mybookie.ag today. Bet with the biggest. Bet with the best only at MyBookie.
Looking for a new spot to watch all the Blues games this year? Well, you need to head down to DB Sports Bar at 1615 South Broadway in historic Soulard. During all Blues games this season, enjoy your favorite urban chestnut pints for only $2. Don't forget that the beautiful DB's ladies serve their full food menu until 2 a.m. Tuesdays through Saturdays and Sundays till 7. I recommend their Wingy Wingy or one of their signature half-pound burgers. That's DB Sports Bar, St. Louis's home for the St. Louis Blues.
Doug Vaughn here, taking a little time off from dispensing molten red-hot sports takes to tell you to get down to Bertarelli Cutlery. Bertarelli specializes in all types of sharpening, knife sharpening, lawn equipment sharpening. If it has an edge, the professionals at Bertarelli can sharpen it up real nice-like. The fun doesn't stop there. Bertarelli is your one-stop kitchen shop, offering a magnificent selection of cutting boards, kitchen tools, and meat processing equipment. So before you carve that turkey, make sure your knife is razor-sharp and safe. Visit Bertarelli Cutlery, 1927 Marconi, on the Hill. Doug Vaughn here, taking a little time off from dispensing molten red-hot sports takes to tell you to get down to Bertarelli Cutlery. Bertarelli specializes in all types of sharpening, knife sharpening, lawn equipment sharpening. If it has an edge, the professionals at Bertarelli can sharpen it up real nice-like. The fun doesn't stop there. Bertarelli is your one-stop kitchen shop, offering a magnificent selection of cutting boards, kitchen tools, and meat processing equipment. So before you carve that turkey, make sure your knife is razor-sharp and safe. Visit Bertarelli Cutlery, 1927 Marconi on the Hill.
Had to leave the room. Sorry, had to go tell Dan something. We have the intercom system, so I had to actually go out of the room, into his room, through two doors, back through two doors. But I'm here now. We're ready to go to Southern California. Mike Evans is standing by. He's brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant. Next door is the Smokehouse Market. Same proprietor, same great quality, both closed only on Mondays. And you will need reservations for Annie Gunn's. It's really popular. You'll see why. East of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley, and gift cards are not a good idea. They're a great idea from either or both. Annie Gunn's or the Smokehouse, here is Mike Evans. Hello.
Hello. Anybody going to Annie Gunn's Saturday night? I'll be there at 6 o'clock.
Oh, now, see, now you know what you've done? Crowd control problem.
Well, no, because I'm sure you can't get reservations late.
I would imagine.
But if somebody's listening, they're going to be there. I'd love to meet them. That's the kind of man I am.
Well, but if they say to, let's say, one of the wait staff.
What's her name? Is her name Jeanette?
My goodness, there's
Jeanette?
30 of them. Jeanette is one.
Yeah, she's great.
But if they say, hey, I'd like to meet Mike Evans, it's possible somebody would go, who? Because, you know, you don't live here and you're not a regular. But Jeanette would know.
Yeah. Pop quiz question.
Here's what I'd like to have happen. Everybody listening who might be going to Annie Gunn's, every single one of you, while Mike is eating, have Jeanette take you over to his table and start talking to him and just keep talking.
I'll be there at 6 o'clock. Come on over and just hang out.
All right.
Pop quiz question all week. Celebrities who love. Today, name the name of the celebrity who loves guns. Guns.
Me.
Collects guns. David Spade, Alec Baldwin, Steve Carell, Nick Cannon. Now, I know Frank already knows this, but everybody else there, Limey and Dan and Tim and everybody else there, jump in there real quick. How much experience do you think I have with guns?
None.
A lot or none?
None.
I would say none.
I'll say medium.
I'm going to go with a lot.
See, Frank, you already know. I've never held a gun in my life.
No, I can take care of that.
I never shot a gun, never held a gun.
I've never held a pistol.
And I know a lot of people who never have, but I have to tell you something, that to me, that seems...
It's odd.
It is odd. It's almost as odd as the fact that my wife has never tasted a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
That is
bizarre. No, that's very strange.
That is the strangest
thing.
She
says you've never tasted a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
See, I know she's not with you. She's home recuperating. But to me, that certainly isn't as odd as the peanut butter and jelly thing. But
no, I've had something go off in my hand, but I've never held a gun.
Oh, see what he did there. Bringing dirt to the show.
What, excuse me?
Bringing filth and dirty stuff.
No, not
dirty,
at all, no.
Dirty stuff.
That was funny.
Love Nugget's planning a wedding. It doesn't seem like she's old enough. However.
And there's always the however in life.
Little Dakota Fanning's getting married. Marrying her boyfriend, Henry Fry. She is 24 years old now.
Wow.
Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez are planning to be baptized together.
Oh, that is beautiful.
Oh, boy.
That's beautiful. Prediction. Harvey Weinsley's is... going to be indicted next week in New York. I'm telling you, it's not going to be the only rape charge that will come down the line here in the next few months. And it'll also be in different cities, not just New York.
Good. But what?
Well, no, Mike, honestly, and this is your opinion, I would like, what do you think is actually going to happen to Harvey Weinsley's? The man is rich and he's well-connected. What do you think is actually going to happen?
I think he'll go to jail in New York.
I hope so.
I think he'll go to jail in New York. What's his name that had the gun, the football player that went off while he was sitting in the bar?
Oh, right. I can't remember.
The New York Giant. He went to jail.
That's right.
Yeah. I don't even know why I'm telling you this story. I haven't thought about it in 20 or 30 years, but I thought about it yesterday, and I wanted to share. It just gives you a little insight about me, and it's a story that I like that I think is a little unusual, so if you don't mind, a little personal time.
The floor is yours.
Thank you. So when I was young, before taking a girl out to dinner on the first date, I would first, before we went to dinner, get a bottle of wine, and I would take her to a place that I wrote a story about for the New York Post. I was working for the Post back in those days.
And you pleasured yourself in front of her?
No. Why are you interrupting my story?
I don't know.
He does it to everybody.
I'm sorry.
The headline, the story that I wrote, screamed, Pet Cemetery of the Stars. And we'd pour a glass of wine, and we'd walk around the Pet Cemetery, and some of the biggest stars, Judy Garland, Marilyn Monroe, Brando, Presley, Sinatra, their pets are all buried in this one little pet cemetery in California, and they have most of them would have a picture right in the gravestone embedded, a picture of the star and their pet, just walking around. Now, that does seem a little weird to go out on a first date, but I bet you none of these girls ever forgot. I hadn't thought of that in years, but I probably took 15, 20 women to this pet.
Wow.
And
how many of those went on a second date with you?
Well, one of them was the Playmate Centerfold that I was engaged
in. And how many of them are buried there now?
What does that mean?
They're all pets.
They're all pets. It was a joke.
Oh, okay. God. You got to explain the joke on this show. Who knew? Okay. Who knew?
Who was that?
That was Limey.
That was Tim passing it off on Limey.
That was Larry Connors.
So what did you talk about? Did you walk among the markers? And the
boy walked around the markers, had a glass of wine. In Southern California, sunset, usually sunset. It was a nice setting.
Mm-hmm.
And there's Jerry Lewis, you know, throwing a ball to his Cocker Spaniel. There's Elvis Presley. He had two collies, you know, petting the collie. I mean, it's weird, I know.
Yeah.
But I think it's... Well, I'm just sharing a little of my past with you.
Other than the Playmate, did most of the girls ever go out a second time with you?
Yeah, they thought it was
different.
I don't know, odd, but yeah. Different. And hey, they're thinking this guy got game.
Chicks are looking for something.
They're walking to a bar. They're looking at a bar. This guy's showing me a little game, taking care of you beating.
They're looking for something different.
Hmm.
Not same old, same old.
Yeah, you're not going to ever see a first date like that. So I think I always thought it was kind of cool.
Well, now you will. Now that you've given people the idea, you know, that's what guys
I don't even
have been
know
doing.
If that place is there anymore. It was in Gardena at the time.
Do we have a pet cemetery here?
I don't know.
St. Louis,
the Penn Cemetery of the Stars.
It's a crematorium.
That's what made it so cool.
Yeah, you're right. We wouldn't have a stars. It has to be out there. Yeah.
You know, maybe Stan Musial's horse is buried somewhere. I don't know. Scoopage.
Okay.
Is it
true?
Since the terrorist Uber driver ran down and killed those people, eight people in New York, Uber business is actually down a little bit. I don't know why they would.
That's ridiculous.
Everybody's a killer, but
that's like saying, "Oh, now Home Depot can't rent trucks."
I know. It's ridiculous. Although it's a little different because this guy was worked for Uber. Even renting a truck is pretty. I think that's different. Kathy Griffin's family are going to do an intervention on her.
Excuse me while I vomit when you say her name. I can't.
She's hideous.
I can't.
And not funny. She is the female Russell Brand.
Yeah, I think she is Carrot Top. I think they're the same person.
Hold on a second.
Kathy Griffin. I watched her
I know Carrot Top. Carrot Top's just an idiot.
I watched Kathy Griffin. I watched one.
Kathy Griffin's evil.
Out of curiosity. Mm-hmm. She is not funny.
You're not funny at all, Frank. No. You know who's funny? Frank O'Pinion.
Oh, stop.
Why are they intervening?
Well, have you seen her recently? Every time the camera's in front of her, she starts crying.
Oh, no, I haven't seen her.
Probably, I think it's some kind of pharmaceutical.
She's crying because she sees her reflection in the lens.
I
look like that.
New poll, Major League Baseball back as America's pastime, according to some surveys. Maybe it's a dislike for the NFL players. Maybe it's the likability of Major League Baseball players, fan-friendly, cheaper. And more bad news for the NFL. There's still 2 years left on the ESPN contract. ESPN, my insider is telling me that ESPN is telling the NFL, look, we want to pay about, we're going to pay about half of what we're paying now for NFL games when our contract's up. But we're not going to do it.
Yeah.
We're losing sponsors. The Monday Night Football, Green Bay and Detroit at Green Bay last Monday was the lowest Monday Night Football game in the history of Monday Night Football.
And you know who they have to thank for it? Colin Kaepernick. He started the whole mess.
He started the whole thing.
Way to go. Way to destroy a good thing, Colin.
I know. Politics in Hollywood, I don't know why, but some left-wingers are getting a little more conservative. Simon Garfunkel. Carrie Underwood.
Simon Garfunkel.
Yeah.
You mean Art Garfunkel?
I mean Art Garfunkel. I'm on my third glass of wine. Let me tell you something.
Hold on.
In my car. I had to take Uber, and I have had my third glass of wine today.
Hold on. Public service announcement. You young people listening, listen to this man. He drinks wine. Mm-hmm. He drinks a considerable amount of wine. He thinks there's a Simon Garfunkel. Thank you for listening.
Garfunkel. Okay. Art Garfunkel.
Hey, do you have that alcohol can cause that public service thing? Hang on, Mike. This is important.
Okay, thank you.
Don't just like rely on me now because
don't rely on you. Who else should we rely on?
Why would I rely on you? I'd rely on Carrie Underwood.
It's a PSA, public service announcement about alcohol.
Yeah,
and it's about cancer. And it's very important, especially right now.
Could do
you
that.
Have 5 seconds.
I'm not going to find it in 5 seconds.
You just saved a lot of...
You just saved something and ruined my report.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
Yeah, we did.
I don't care. I'm having a glass of wine. I got my transmission fixed in my car.
That's a big day.
Shot 79. 2 days in a row, I shot 79.
That's a good life.
Good score for 9 holes.
And it's not gonna be 35 degrees there like it is here at night.
Oh my gosh, it's gonna be cold wine there?
Yeah.
That takes the wrinkle out of my razor.
What do you got, Lyman?
When it comes to go to bed.
Did you get it?
I've got something that says PSA.
Well, let's hear it.
The following is a public service announcement. Excess of alcohol consumption can cause liver damage and cancer of the rectum.
Now see, he slurped over it. We're gonna do it again. Play it again because it's important. Play it again.
The following is a public service announcement. Excess of alcohol consumption can cause liver damage and cancer of the rectum.
There you go. Is that what you want? Cancer, cancer of the rectum.
You know what? When I come, I'm coming out there this week. I'm on Thursday night, Friday morning. Come on. I want you. Would you give me a rectum exam and see if it's okay?
Of course not.
Just take a good look at my rectum.
Blah 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 blah. Can't hear you.
You're the one that brought up my rectum.
No,
I'm just trying to be part of the broadcast.
It was a public service announcement about alcohol. And finally. There.
Hey, did I tell you guys about going to the Pet Cemetery of the Stars?
No.
Yes.
Who collects guns? David Spade, Alec Baldwin, Steve Carell, or Nick Cannon? Get it? Collect guns? Cannon? Cannon?
I hope this is as easy as I think it is. Limey, who do you think it is?
I think it's David Spade.
I'll say David Spade.
Tim?
I agree.
We're all going to go David Spade.
The answer is David Spade.
Yeah!
Very, very good. Listen, sometime I'll tell you about this the time that I used to take girls to the Pet Cemetery of the Stars.
Can't wait.
Playmate Centerfold.
Can't wait.
The Pet Cemetery.
Can't wait.
You won some of this.
Do it tomorrow. Can't wait. See, youngsters? See what wine does? What a lot of wine does? Not a glass. Maybe two. Excess. Plus cancer of the rectum. So there you go. Mike Evans from Southern California, courtesy of Annie. Oh, you got her on the phone. Dan's got a special guest for us, courtesy of Annie Guns in the smokehouse next door. I want to get right to this lady. I want to read her email first. Is she ready for me to speak with her?
Yep.
Let me say hi to her. Karen, thank you for letting us call you. Are you there?
Oh, yes, I am.
Give me one second. Read your email real quickly. And it says, hi, Frank. My husband is a faithful listener and has been for years. He originally told me about Dr. Emma's HCG diet, which I tried and I lost 20 pounds. Then he told me about LipoMelt, which I also participated in and lost the last bit of fat hanging on about 8 or 9 inches. Ooh. And I am thrilled with how much better I look. The girls at MD Health and Wellness encouraged me to email you and let you know, so thank you. Well, congratulations, but here's my question. You say your husband is a faithful listener. What about you? What's wrong with you? Why aren't you listening?
Well, I am listening because every time he has it on, I'm there too. So I guess I'm a listener too.
Well, and you don't demand that he shut it off or anything, right?
Absolutely not.
Okay, we'll take that. We'll take that. So, congratulations. That's, you know, a lot of people are curious about this LipoMelt. I did it just so I could tell people what it is. It's actually very pleasant. It you know, it's warm. How many treatments did you have to take? You remember?
I had the first one was free, and then I had 10.
Okay.
So I had a total of 11.
And 8 or 9 inches, for people who don't know, that's arms, weight, wherever it is you wanted, that's, you know, total inches in a couple of different places.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, all over. So it definitely works. It was fantastic.
Yeah, I lost 35 pounds, and then I, like anybody, I'll creep up 6 or 7, you know, and then I'll catch myself, and I got rid of my fat clothes. That's the smartest thing you can do, because if you keep them, you'll ease into them, you know.
That's true.
And, well, good for you. Thank you. Thank you for going to MD Health and Wellness, and you sound like a really nice lady, and I'm going to say, just from listening to you, that you actually are as much of a listener as your husband. That's what I think.
Okay, I admit it.
All right.
I confess.
Well, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for going to MD Health and Wellness, and tell your husband to thank him for us for getting you onto the show, okay?
Well, he's listening, so he already knows.
What is his first name?
Tom.
Tom, thank you. Thank you for turning Karen on to us. And, Karen, thank you for the MD Health and Wellness testimonial. We appreciate it.
Oh, no problem.
All right,
you guys,
Karen,
have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
She sounded nice. Yeah, she sounded happy because she's thinner. MD Health and Wellness there in Bridgeton. It's a terrific place. Small place. It's in Bridgeton. Not a big, fancy, elaborate, you know, marble floors type place. Just a place where they, as Larry the Cable Guy would say, boy, he kind of faded
yeah,
away.
He
get her done. They get her done. They do. You want to lose weight? Get rid of excess fat after you lose weight? HCG diet, LipoMelt, type 2 diabetes, reversible, low T, no problem. MD Health and Wellness, mdhealthwellness.com.
Well, there's nothing better than getting a great shave, and I can tell you there's nothing better than getting a great shave and saving money. That's what I get with Harry's Razors. Harry's Razors story is a great one. Jeff and Andy, two ordinary guys who were fed up with getting charged an arm and a leg for razor blades, started Harry's to fix shaving, and the results have been an outstanding product for less money. The Harry's trial set includes everything you need for a close, comfortable shave. Weighted ergonomic handle, 5 precision-engineered blades with lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, convenient travel blade cover, and for those of you who are still on the fence, Harry's has a 100% quality guarantee. Harry's is so confident you'll love their blades, they want you to try their shave set for free. You heard that right. Just cover shipping when you sign up. Plus, as a special offer for fans of this show, Go to Harry's.com right now and enter code INSIDESTL at checkout to get a post-shave balm also free. That's Harry's.com, code INSIDESTL.
Hollywood Casino. Come play where the rewards and thrills never end. It's time for Feathers of Fortune. Fridays in November from 6 to 10 p.m., we're giving 10 hourly winners free slot play or the chance to win $1 million cash. Hollywood Casino, St. Louis. Paid in 40-year annuity, must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
Looking for a new spot to watch all the NFL action this year? Head down to DB Sports Bar at 1615 South Broadway in historic Soulard. Start a tab before Rams games this season, and if they lose, you get half off. That's good for food, drinks, and shots. The beautiful DB's ladies serve the full menu until 2 a.m. Tuesday through Saturday and Sundays till 7. Don't forget to take DB's free golf cart shuttles to and from the home Cardinal games. That's DB Sports Bar, St. Louis's home for the NFL.
You can always count on the crisp, refreshing taste of Bud Light. Just like you can always count on Tailgate Terry. Without Tailgate Terry, you wouldn't have cold Bud Lights and seven-layer dip at every pregame. That's 56 layers per season. Just the right amount if you ask Terry. Just don't ask him while he's inflating the 8-foot mascot he blows up for tailgating. Tailgate Terry is famous among friends. He deserves a Bud Light. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB St. Louis, Missouri.
All right, this is on me. It made us run late. We're not going to have time to do our closing montage, but this does give me time to do this, to thank you. Sometimes I don't think we thank listeners often enough, or just enough. Thank you for coming over here with us. Thank you for finding us when we came here, if you're new to the show. And as I always try to do at the end of every show, I will ask you to do what I do. And I do this 2-3 times a week, and that is you see a police officer. Unless they're in the middle of something really important, if they're not real busy, just walk up, introduce yourself, and say, you need to know that 98% of us, 99%, really appreciate what you do. That's it. They'll be really glad you did that. It'll kind of take them by surprise because we don't do it often enough. So thank you for that. Thank you for being with us today. Tomorrow, Scott Sherman in the 4th.